One of the things I noticed when I moved down to Plymouth 2 or 3 years ago was that there still seems to be a good sense of community. There are small local shopping precincts which are well supported. There are quite a few small activity groups in community centres. And on the whole, people are very friendly, very community focused. It's wonderful. It's a great place to live. Of course, there will always be places where this is not so, even in Devon. It's sad to think that often, the more we have, the bigger the house, the better the car, the higher we think we need to build our garden fences, hide it all away, keep it safe. More and more, we want bigger gardens, in order to be more private, or houses in the country so we can really hide away from the crowds. We place a high value today on our own space. It may seem idyllic, but does it also breed intolerance? If we're shut away from a certain percentage of the population, if we only surround ourselves with or encounter certain types of humanity, do we become blinkered and out of touch with reality? Mixing with a broad range of people would surely give a broad view of life, good and bad. It could help us to be more accepting of others and less in a rush to judge. We are designed to be in relation with each other. We need human contact to live life to its fullest. I just heard on Saturday that more elderly people commit suicide than younger people, and this is because of loneliness. How shocking is that? And I know for a fact that there's a funeral somewhere in Plymouth this week for a 69-year-old woman who has died leaving no husband, no children, no family at all, not even one friend. I wonder why. Is that a result of privacy taken to the extreme? I don't know. I wonder if we give a thought to all the homeless in Britain as we cosy up on the sofa at night. Do we wonder how our neighbour is who lives alone, or when we saw them last? And who gives a thought for the prostitutes, out in all weathers, trying to earn money in the only way they feel able, for whatever reason? Jesus is asked, "Who is my neighbour?" by a lawyer, after he tells folk to love their neighbour as themselves. In response, Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan who helps a man who has been attacked by bandits and left for dead. Well, you would expect that kind of behaviour from bandits, but you wouldn't expect to be left for dead by upstanding pillars of the community. A priest and a Levite, both considered pillars of the Jewish community of the time, passed the battered man and failed to offer any kind of help whatsoever. It took a Samaritan, considered more lonely than the other two, to step in and help. He washed his wounds, put him on a donkey, and took him to the nearest inn, and paid the innkeeper to tend to him until he could return. Jesus asks the lawyer after the story, "Which of these three was a neighbour to the injured man?" The lawyer replied, "The one who showed him mercy." We must consider all people our neighbours, wherever we live, and show mercy to all people, whenever the need arises. Would we really care what kind of person was holding out a helping hand or getting us to medical aid if we were dying? Would we want them to respect our right to privacy and walk past on the other side of the road? See, living in community has more advantages than disadvantages in the long run. No one wants to be lonely. We all need to see a friendly face from time to time. We must endeavour to preserve community-focused living in Devon. We need each other. Find yourself a community, commit to it, and contribute, and know the feeling of true belonging. If you're out there this morning and you feel lonely or isolated for whatever reason, put your hand in the air right now. I'll do the same with you here in the studio. Just reach out and take Jesus by the hand and invite him to befriend you. I can promise that you will never be alone again with him as your friend.